This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from the coronavirus, overtaking Italy for the highest death toll in the world. About half of the deaths in the United States happened in New York metropolitan area, but fear is mounting over the spread of the virus into the nation's heartland. Hot spots of contagion are erupting in Midwest, including nursing home deaths in Indiana and IUN deaths in the Cook County Jail in Chicago. Cook County has also set up a temporary morgue that can take more than 2,000 bodies. Globally, confirmed infections rose to about 1.8 million, with nearly 109,000 deaths. The World Health Organization is expressing alarm at the large number of health workers becoming infected by the deadly coronavirus. The UN Health Agency is appealing for international assistance and support to provide health workers with the supplies and other tools needed to keep them safe. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says among the major players in this grisly drama are the frontline responders, healthcare workers who tend to the sick and dying. While they are putting their lives on the line to save others, Tedros says health workers are not getting the support they need to keep them safe. He says some health workers become infected outside health facilities in their homes or communities, but the majority are being infected within health facilities, and where they are exposed to the deadly virus throughout the day. Many become sick, he says, because they are not sufficiently trained or lack experience in recognizing COVID-19 and dealing with respiratory pathogens. He adds long hours tending to sick patients and lack of rest also weakens the resistance to the virus. More VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. New York State is continuing to flatten the curve as hospitalizations from the coronavirus go down, even as the death toll continues to rise. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, wants to make sure that talk of reopening the state includes consideration of public health. Cuomo says the strict measures being taken are showing results. The curve of the increase is continuing to flat. He says you can't ask people to choose between lives lost and dollars gained if no one sounded the alarm in January and February. Yet the decision to reopen should not be political. Japan's prime minister sent stay-home messages with a home video on Twitter. There was a video clip of Shinzo Abe sitting at home. The expressionless Abe cuddles with his dog, reads a book, sips from a cup, and clicks on a remote in the one-minute video posted Sunday. As the death toll in British hospitals reached almost 9,000 Friday, the health minister, Matt Hancock, said Saturday that Britain has not yet reached the COVID-19 peak, which would allow for an easing of tight restrictions of movement. Among those infected is Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who is recovering in the hospital after spending 3 days in an intensive care unit. It is unclear how long he will be incapacitated. Britain imposed a lockdown 3 weeks ago in a bid to curb the spread of the virus. The government has come under increasing pressure to detail how long the strict measures on movement will last, with people forced to stay at home and many businesses unable to operate. Hancock insisted Britons avoid going out in the spring sunshine over the Easter weekend. With high-stress, high-stakes decisions, doctors around the world are frantically trying to figure out how COVID-19 is killing their patients so they can attempt new ways to fight back. One growing theory is that the sickest of the sick, like little blood clots, might be clogging the lungs. In New York's Mount Sinai Hospital, a lung specialist took a gamble. He's given a few patients near death both a clot-busting drug and a blood thinner to block new clots from forming. There's no proof it works, but it is a latest example of a strategy doctors want to study. North Korea's official news agency, KCNA, on Sunday released still photographs of the leader, Kim Jong-un, holding a political bureau meeting and overseeing military drills. North Korea called for stricter and more thorough countermeasures to ensure the safety of its citizens from the fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak at the meeting of the ruling party's Central Committee Saturday, which was presided over by Kim. A World Health Organization representative to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea told Reuters Tuesday that the country continues testing of the coronavirus and has more than 500 people in quarantine but still had no confirmed cases yet. More VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.